dust body radio. Life at the dust, dust, dust body radio.
You need to tune in.
Career.
Steady J hold the title, and I bet when the smoke clears, you gon' need you a bottle, cause this vlog is real talk, ain't no American Idol, jockin' some more and tearing Lamona in your divider, and if you don't tune in, you might as well play the lotto, because your chances of winning is like wishing in a bottle. This is Life After Dusk, music wins with hot models, we got em. Life After Dusk, dust, dust, by the radio, to come up is a must, must. You must tune in on your radio. You could even visit dustspot.com every Monday and Wednesday. Steady J is on.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life in the Dust Live. This is your boy, Steady J, in the building. Welcome, 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 welcome to the show. Yes, man, it is a beautiful Monday. Last Monday we celebrated 5 years of the show. Beautiful thing, man. Yeah, this weekend had a great time. I turned up in Austin, Texas. Oh, how I love Austin. Oh, how I love Austin. So, yes, it was fun, man. Words cannot describe how fun it is just to be able to get away and do the things to do, man, be able to have fun and let loose every now and then. So it was definitely fun. Of course, I'll be talking about that a little bit throughout the show. Tima Reid will not be in tonight. She's filming on her reality TV show, Erica Live, so she won't be in tonight. So I hold it down for her, like as if it's both of us. But we do have an interview today, man. Special guest tonight is our girl Monica Samuel, a.k.a. That Boss Baby, will be in the building, so we'll be talking to her. And, man, just definitely can't wait, man, to chop it up with her. Also, to give a shout-out to our sponsor, Audible Trial. Go to audible.com. Audible.com, that's at audibletrial.com/SettyJ. And when you go there, you can get a free 30-day trial on Audible. And not only to mention that, you can also get free audio book to go with that. And, in case you're wondering how many titles I got, and they got over 150,000 titles in all kinds of genres. So depending on what type of person you are, they got something there for you. And also on top of that, what I love about the site is, if you're a person who's on the go all the time, you might not be able to always carry your books with you. Having an audio book is great because some people, that's how they learn. They learn through audio books. So definitely can't wait, man. Definitely can't wait to hear some of the people that have got a chance to use it. Can't wait to hear what you have to say. And let us know, man, every now and then. We share some of your testimonies. Okay, so what we're going to do, we'll go ahead and go to a quick track, and then we'll be back right here on Life in the Dust Live, your boy, Say Jay. Our first track of the day is going to be coming from the Rolodex, bam. And the first track of the day is going to be coming from my boy, AZ. This is Cool. Let's get it.
Thank you.
show. For real. Let's go. Everything I got.
I ain't trying to be famous, he trying to look cool. Ain't afraid to say I sold drugs when I went to school. Fuck guns, I'd rather shoot pool and plot with my dogs on what's the next move. Don't nobody want to grind, but everybody want the loot. Don't nobody keep it real, but they all expect the truth. The truth is most rappers every time copping QPs, but they rapping about pounds. Instead of rapping about what they selling right now, exaggerating stories that never went down. 1,000 XOs, weed bricks I lived at, but never said I was Scarface when I did that. I was small time, but I made moves. But most these niggas rap about it just to sound cool. Fools, scared to rap about your real life, but I'll respect you more if you tell me what you really like. Gave it all up, scales in the bands, got a grant, went to school, bought a mic and a pad. Kids in my hood, I tell them go to class. They come for my advice because they ain't got a dad. Mike Jack bad, LL bad, all I make is good music, Kanye on that ass. Murder shit, Casey Anthony swag. I saw beat, charge me with ass. Yeah, young black and all black. My set forever red, but fuck dying for a flag. Freedom and respect, now I'll die for that. Bury me with a mic, box of blunts and a sack. Skinny pants rappers, let's talk about that. Years ago you was in baggy pants laughing at that. Then all of a sudden it's a trend, so it's cool. So you tryna be cool, you afraid to be you, nigga.
Damn. Swear. Everybody saying they keep it real, they scared to tell the truth. It's cool to be you, homie.
Full of dip, cup full of spit. Bitch, I'm from Texas on my redneck shit. I can say I'm from New York, I can say I'm from LA to sound cool, but I'm from a college city with gangs. Yeah, and I ain't tryna sound cool when I rap about guns, say killer in the booth. Cause that's what I do, kill rappers in the booth. Every lyric is a bullet and I'm aiming at you, nigga. Rather help you out, not take you out. I put the homeless in homes, that's what I'm about. Yeah, a nigga motherfucker street cred. I ain't about to prove shit, I'm a grown man. Couldn't make a hit if I pissed underhand. Muscle man, cold man, get big Roseanne. Dig a hole for every rapper acting on the mic stand. At the funeral, the choir singing like.
It's kinda tight.
Yeah, and I ain't got the latest shoes, but I stay fly. My baby got food. All my listeners, see I'm just like you. I'm at the dollar store, Walmart too. I'm pissing in the cup, I'm on probation too. Don't ever say I'm acting fake to look cool. You gon' make me lose my cool, Bobby Knight, Mr. Scrooge. Yeah, nigga, so play it cool. Killer in the booth, Tim Allen with the tool. Fuck what they do and how they view you. It's cool to be different, it's cool to be you.
Stop lying in the booth. It's cool to be you, homie.
Yeah, that was cool with my boy AZ the Great right here on Life of the Dust Live with your boy Seti J. It's the Hot at the Dust Monday. And what is Hot at the Dust Monday without a little bit of hot mess? So, first off, man, let me go ahead and give y'all a little bit. I told you I was going to tell y'all a little bit about how it was in Austin. Okay, so Austin's a little bit different this year. The dynamic of this year. Usually I go with my homeboys or whatnot. That wasn't quite the case this year. I actually got a chance to roll. You know, one of my boys, he didn't get a chance to roll with me. You know, the job was holding him down. So I'm like, oh, no, you can't go. So, and another one that was going to roll with me, he passed recently. My boy Chris Odom, y'all know him, man. We've talked about him. And, shoot, so, man, it was just really, you know, it was a little bit different, man. But, you know, shout out to my dad, man. My dad ended up rolling with me. And definitely he was doing the driving, so I got a chance to relax. That's good. I'm always driving. So it feels great to somebody else to drive, especially out of town. You just get to just focus on being relaxed. So, man, it was crazy. What I liked about it was you got a lot of father son bonding time, and we were goofing around. One time we had, you know, I usually don't stay in the extended stay. I usually stay in like a nice room, a super nice room, which, like, get me wrong, this extended stay was very nice, by the way. Let me make sure I throw that out there. So, oh, my God, man, Dad was whipping up breakfast in there. So, they didn't have the condo. We weren't going to build no condo and breakfast. We were going to have what we wanted to have and have it the way we wanted to have it. So, man, y'all know I've been, you know, from Lent and whatnot. I decided to I gave up a lot of different types of meats. Y'all know, you know, I gave up pretty much a cow, a pig, anything of that sort. Really just left myself with poultry, chicken, turkey, and seafood. So that's really what I left myself with for meats left. So, kind of been playing with that, man, and been just very blessed to know have people who not only who not only respect it, but also help support it and help and going along to fight themselves, man. And hey, that's one thing I wanted, you know, not be too preachy today, but you know, really just one thing I wanted to leave people with is family, man. You know, always embrace your family. You only get one family, and heck, if you know, it's not worth it. And I really wanted to tell the parents out there who are going hard for their kids and support them every chance they can, because it's more than just hey, I paid my child support, this, that, and the other crap. No, it's more than just that. You got being an active part of supporting people, support your kids, you know, While they're growing up, when they're growing up, because, you know, a lot of people, you know, they go, well, you're growing up, man, I thank y'all support you. You know, it's, you know, you, of course, you know, you got to let your kids fly, man, but supporting them, you know, supporting them the way any parents support their decisions and giving them wisdom and just understanding that, hey, you're going to make mistakes. That's part of it. You know, it's just great is knowing that you have people who do that for you. So definitely big ups to my family. It was, oh, my God, awesome. It was so much fun, man. I got the chance, like I said, I got the chance to hang out around and just clown. I did so much drinking this weekend. It was not even funny. I didn't get drunk. I made trouble that I didn't get drunk. I did a lot of drinking this weekend. And, it was just crazy, man, just really getting the bond. Dad and whatnot rolling around. Jordan went to the mansion party. Shout out to the mansion party. It was pretty decent. So, big ups to that, man. Again, you know, support always don't take your family for granted. All right, so, okay, so now I know I wasn't crazy when I thought that's what I thought it was. Because it's about that time, y'all. So, we'll go ahead and welcome to the show the beautiful, I'm talented, Ms. Monica, a.k.a. That Boss Baby to Life at the Dust Live. What's up?
What's up?
What's up? Welcome. So, yes, man, I'm glad to have you in the building. You know, I see you doing your thing. It's like, a.k.a. Ms. Chinky Eyes. That's the part that cracks me up. When I say crack me up, it's like the part that draws the person in, it's like those eyes.
Yeah, I'm kind of, you know, I love my eyes. It's one thing I do, and I love when I can just smile with them. It's perfect. That's my aspect of my photos right there.
So, yes, thank you for coming through the show. You know, just, and I thank you for supporting the Dust Bowl movement, man. Like, you understand, like, a lot of, you know, this movement is out there for people upcoming in the industry, trying to make some moves, and, you know, want to be on the site where they actually respect the people and actually are a big part of supporting what they got going on. So I appreciate, you know, you for being a part of that movement.
And I'm glad to be a part of the movement.
So let's jump into the time machine and go backwards as far as with your career. First off, let everybody know who you are a little more, and, you know, what actually led you to get into modeling in the first place? What was that turning point?
Well, I've been trying to model my whole entire life, but the way that I felt like I wanted to model, I couldn't do it at a young age. It was inappropriate. It was not right. So I just waited until I turned 18, and I decided to just jump in the game head first and just hit my modeling career, and I've been doing it ever since. It hasn't been long, but I've been doing pretty good for the last 4 months.
So you've been doing modeling for only 4 months?
Yes.
Wow, man. It's always great to see people, man, that get it early on. Your person, you get it.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna pat you in the back for that. Definitely pat you in the back, because we've had a lot of people come to the show. They, you know, they started early too, and they came to the show and they came there for only a few months in, and they get it. And people don't understand it's easy. You know, if you're at this level now, understanding a lot of stuff, you're going to be just fine. Now, my question is, you said earlier that you couldn't model the way you wanted to model. Explain that a little more for people who are like, what you mean?
Well, I can't do nude shoots. I couldn't do lingerie shoots. I couldn't do none of that. So I just waited until I could.
So basically, you already knew that you wanted to take it as far as you feel like that you were comfortable being in your own skin, basically.
Yes.
Okay. You know, a lot of people want to come out and say that either. You know, especially not at an early age, come out and it's probably, I'll be real about it. So, you know, with that being said too, because a lot of times, a lot of people get it twisted that if a model is naked, it's always, it's pornographic. I saw that this morning and roasted the heck out of somebody to say that about a model's pictures, and it was not porn. It was nothing pornographic about it. But, you know, how do you deal with that? You know, having to deal with that every day because of, you know, taking it to the next mile of, you know, being comfortable in your skin and doing implied nudes, nudie, lingerie, whatever. How do you deal with that?
I deal with the negativity really well. I feel like when people give me negative comments about my photos and what I'm doing, I take it to heart. And what I do is I just bring it. I just put more forth effort in my photos and just keep doing what I'm doing. So at the end of the day, I have a lot of people that support me in what I'm doing, and you're always going to have people out here that's going to sit here and judge you because of what are you doing, and they just push me forward to realize that I can go on about doing what I'm doing, and they still care because they're still looking and watching.
Yeah, it's funny. You know what? Because I said this comment on Facebook today. Before I get to that comment, shout out to DS25 Faces Magazine in the chat room. And he confirmed, he said something that I say a lot. He said in the chat room, he says, is she black? Yeah, that's if she's black, but if she's white, it's art. And I'm so tired, you know, and you know what? I agree with you, bro, that people do that so much that it gets my nerves that if you're a black woman and you decide to display your body, You know, it's always, oh, it's tacky, it's pornographic. But if it's a white girl doing it, oh, it's artsy, oh, she's daring, and all that. It's, you know, it's the same way with the magazines that's supporting models like you that's willing to do that, you know, that want to do that and want Alice to do it. You know, the magazines that's willing to do it and do it in a tasteful way. Even if we're doing it tastefully, there's nothing porn about it. We got to get played about it because of, you know, being black, that it's something wrong with it, but Playboy does it. There's no problem Playboy doing it. So we got to turn the freaking tables on this.
We have to. We're going to have to. And let's start it with this. Let's start it with the Dusk Wife. Let's go. We're doing it already.
Oh, here's what I laugh about, the models who say these comments, that not only the ones that say these comments, but the ones that said these comments, and then I see on their face, you know, I see on their Facebook, you can't stop seeing that kind of work from them. Like, I've seen models who will say, I don't want to do anything that God do what and then I see one. I saw one of your title names out, but every time I see her put up stuff, she's always in lingerie. She's always in swimwear, and it just really just makes me not respect the person somewhat, because there's a difference in saying you won't do something at the moment, but. You know, saying that, but saying you won't never do it and you look down upon that type of comments and then you go do it, it says something about your character. So, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of these people out here, they're a lot judgmental. But, like the words that I always go by, like I tell people, I was like, how can you sit here and judge somebody when you're doing the same thing? Look at yourself in the mirror. You can't judge nobody and talk about nobody out here, and you're doing the same thing that they're doing. So.
Right. And then y'all got to be called hoes, or, she a hoe. But I say it all the time, too. Some of these fashions, some of the ones that's doing fashion, see more people than people that's doing eye candy, per se. So, yeah, I need people to get off of this nonsense. But, no, go into some more, because I like to start this. Who did you say as far as, how many photographers have you worked with? In that case, who would be your favorite photographer and why?
I work with so many photographers, I can't keep track anymore. But out of all of them, I can honestly say my favorite photographer is the one who started me off. His name is Willie Robinson, and he is in my city, and, I mean, he's the best photographer. He's respectful. Yes, he may flirt a little bit, but he always keeps it professional, and his photos are just fabulous. The ones on my page are the ones that he's done, so, gotta stick with my friend.
So he's the one that did the one with the shotgun in your hand?
Oh, yeah, that was his.
I'm scared, man. Like, oh, gosh, she had one that good, too, man. I'm on that, you know. I'm scared, and I'm excited at the same time. I know if I'm living in the same city as you, and I need somebody, a female, to come help me, I know who to call.
Like, yeah.
I need some help.
I had asked him. I was like, okay. I was like, I said, we need to switch up the photo. I was like, give me a gun. I need a gun. Let's do a photo with a gun. He goes in, he gets his shotgun. So I was like, oh, yeah, I can deal with this. I have plenty more photos of them, but I just have another model in there that, you know, we just don't get along at this point in time.
Oh, Lord. Oh.
Yeah.
And you said, now, hold on, time out. So you were saying that you do. I don't ask for dirt, but y'all throw the dirt out there, I dig more. So what do you mean? Like, you ain't got to go name the person number. What do you mean, like, as far as not necessarily doing, like, yeah, so you say you have pictures with another model, but you're not vibing right now?
Me and her were best friends. I started her off on her modeling career, and I guess since I jump-started mine before she could jump-start hers, she kind of got mad and jealous, and so I guess she decided to start a little beef with me, and I decided to end it. I finished it for her, myself.
And words from the wise one himself. I've been to the same thing. You'll find out real quick. You'll find out real quick if you know if it's just something at the moment. Because sometimes you know everybody has cat fights, and then they get along. And we had those occasional cat fights during the industry. You'll find out if it's just something that the occasional cat fight or something that's permanent. So you know, words of advice to me. You know, hang in there and just read the situation for what it is.
Yeah, you know, known her for 2 years. She's my ex-girlfriend. Yeah, you know, you kind of, at the end of the day, I'm still going to love her. I'm still going to try to at least support her and put her out there. But, like I told her, like, I can't help you if you can't help yourself. You have to help yourself before you can have anybody else help you. So, and she didn't want to help herself, so I just moved on with my career and she's mad about it, but, hey, she can be mad because at the end of the day, I'm the one who's going to be making this money.
All right. Yeah, I heard it here first. And people already thinking, I'm starting this. I don't be starting this. I just, you know, people just throw the dirt out there. I just have to dig in a little bit more. So as far as, like, your dream shoot that you want to do, like, what's something that you want to do, like, really bad? Like, everybody has this thing they want to do as far as the scenery, the outfit they have going on, everything. From top to finish, what would be your dream shoot at the moment?
My dream shoot. I'm not really sure. It's kind of hard because I think every shoot that comes up is, like, the shoot that I want to still want to have fun with. So,
So thank you, music.
Yeah. Gotta think for a minute. I would probably say water. I love water, so my upcoming
okay. So what do you want to do with that? I know there's so many rocks you can go with water scenes and whatnot.
Well, I don't know. The photographer, he has some really set up for me, and he's talking about going to Daytona. So, you know, I think I'm just going to get what I'm going to do with this show. I'm going to go in here with my head held high and just have fun with it. I have fun with all my other photo shoots.
You know what would be dope? Because you do this, because this is one of the styles I've seen you do with picture, is a mermaid type of setup. Like, so where you're like a mermaid.
Yeah.
And there's ways they can make that happen visually and whatnot.
Yeah, I have two photo shoots coming up with water. I got one coming up soon in Daytona, and then I got another one coming up here. And I think that might be an ideal I give him, because we had the ideal of water, but we didn't have the ideal of what we're going to go into the shoot expecting. So we just had to reschedule and figure out what we were going to do. Now I have an idea. See, you're great help.
That idea is free of charge,
I have an idea to throw at him. Me and him might need to go ahead and get this shoot on the road this weekend.
So as far as, like, I'm going into the modeling industry, because I know you said you always want to do it. Who was some of the models that you saw that kind of inspired you to kind of say, you know what, I like what they're doing. I want to do that myself.
Well, I can tell you my biggest inspiration out here is Tyra Banks. Not gonna lie, that's my biggest inspiration. I learned basically all my posing, the eyes, the booty tooches, and all of that from Tyra Banks. That's my inspiration right there.
And, like, as far as, you know, how often do you research stuff every day for modeling? You know, you say you watch her a lot. A lot of models don't realize that this is like school. If you want to be great at it, you got to study it. Like, it's a goddamn technique.
Yeah, because trust me, there's a lot of stuff out here that I didn't know about the modeling world until I got into it and learned about it.
And as far as taking that a little bit further,
If you said you had to pick what was the most positive thing so far that you've done in this 4 months, what's been the most positive thing in the modeling industry, and what's been the most negative thing that's happened to you in the modeling industry? And it might not necessarily happen to you, but as far as that you've noticed from the outside looking in.
The positives that I see looking from the outside, I see that it's a lot more people that I thought that would support me than I thought would, because I thought a lot of people would just despise me for the modeling that I did because it's so provocative or it's exclusive. So I really didn't know that I was going to have my family, my cousins, you know, my best friends and my homeboys and ex-boyfriends and everybody to support me on this. But in the end, for the negative, I wouldn't even say I had any negative. Not yet. I wouldn't say yet.
Okay,
waiting on it.
That's always good.
Waiting on it. So, you know,
good.
Just waiting on it because I know what's going
to
happen.
So you
get
after that's how I'm like, just get it, what? I mean, but once, I mean, it's always going to be, it's not just going to be that one moment. It's going to be multiple ones. You know, it's kind of, it's hard to, being a black person in the industry, it's hard to be unscathed. So, yes. And I talked about that earlier on the show, too, because you didn't mention it, that, you know, and I say this a lot, that the reason why I'm so successful in everything I'm doing and continuing to be is I have that strong family dynamic. Like, my family gets behind what I do and really supports me to the fullest. So, I mean, it shows in your character. That's a big part. And I always feel bad for people who didn't get the chance to get that in their life, because I think they're really missing out of, you know, they've been cheated of getting that extra drive to do what they love doing. Okay,
yeah.
So we're gonna go to music break. We're gonna go to a quick song break. We come back, we're gonna chop it up some more with you. I was playing. And let me just go ahead and put my disclaimer out there. See, the beginning, that first half of the interview, I'm always very nice. Second half is when I get extra real. So I hope you're ready.
Oh, keep it real with me. I like it when people keep it real with me, because I'm gonna keep it real all with
right.
you all day, every day.
All right, so I hope you be careful what you say, because I'm telling you, it's for the get real. We come back, it's about to get real.
Well, let's get it real when we come back.
All right, so here we go, y'all. We'll be back. We are going to the next track. I'm spinning the Rolodex. Who am I going to play next, Rolodex? Who am I going to play next? And this landed on my girl, Red Shades. We're going to play, man, Egg is Hardwood. Vibing and cooling. We're going to go with that one. Let's go.
For them people who don't really want no problems, who stay cool but minding they business, cause they don't be all for that drama, and they don't be losing they tempers, lest you wanna see, cause they'll find them. Yes, I'm cool, calm, and collected, but I will show you a reminder, cause
y'all know I don't play that. Please don't get your face smacked, but I'd rather be nice to you. It took a lot for me to say that.
Don't get it twisted, I know you will say what's on my mind, cause that's how I feel. I know you used to just acting wild, but not with me, cause I keep it chill.
Don't be tripping off these people. How I do my thing, cause I be living.
be fluent. It really ain't specific. I do it by my lonely and I make my own decision. Just be vibing and cooling and vibing and cooling. Just be vibing and cooling. Just be vibing and cooling. Just be vibing and cooling and vibing and cooling. Just be vibing and cooling. Just be vibing. Cause I just wanna ride.
We're back right here on Life to Dust Live. Not after dusk Monday with your boy Teddy J. Special guest, my girl, dad, boss, baby.
Hey.
So, y'all, before the music break, she lost her mind and she agreed. She agreed. She doesn't know what she signed up for. That she's going to enter the world where I get. Where she thought it was like roses in the beginning, but now it's gonna get raw. So I hope you're ready. So first question, because we have this is one of our segments we do on here every show, and we interview everybody. We always gotta ask them some of the questions. We call this the naughty moments of the week. And that's where you should, it doesn't have to be this week, it needs to be period. What's some of the naughtiest things that you have ever done?
Some of the naughtiest things I've ever done, oh my God. Where do I start? The naughtiest thing that I've ever done is, I think it's going to be some crazy things with my boyfriend in crazy areas.
Okay, hold on. Well, real. Instant replay. Say, I'll repeat that again.
I said the nicest thing that I probably have ever done is something with my boyfriend in crazy places.
That's so vague. We've heard a lot of crazy places, so you have to be a little more specific because we've heard it all here, so. It might not be as crazy as some of the stuff we've heard. So, what did you mean? What's crazy places? Define crazy places.
I'm gonna put it like this: these crazy places are the car, outside, public bathroom, at a park in the daylight.
Daylight. Oh, okay. That's new. I haven't heard of daylight one.
Yeah, it's daylight. What else is the other craziest place?
I heard somebody said somebody said a crowded elevator over here before. That threw me down a freaking loop.
I bet you they can't say the hallway though. They can't say a hallway,
In the hallway?
The hallway.
like your hallway at the house or like the hallway, like a public place, like hallway?
A public place hallway.
Oh, Lord. Laws of one in church, Lord. We just pray one in church.
Oh, no.
Don't tell me. No, I'm not saying, oh, Lord, I'm telling you, you didn't hit church.
Oh, no, 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 no. Never in God's house.
It's a three-man trial. I have heard the stories.
Yeah, I've heard plenty of them, too.
Yeah, I'm like, the place your child got conceived was actually in the church? What?
That's what I mean.
Okay.
In the church, really? The church? Oh, my Lord.
The church? Okay, so as far as like what your fans think, I'm saying about you the most, what would you say is what's the five most favorite features that fans say about you? What's the favorite features about you?
My eyes, my booty, my curves, and my face and my thighs.
Okay. Now I got a question because it's been plaguing me since day one. Are you mixed like West African or something? It's been bothering me. Like, God, I'm gonna ask her to get a chance to, and now I got to the air. I'm gonna find out now.
No. I am black and I am Jamaican.
There we go, Renata. We now know the missing link. We were thinking, like, God, we gotta figure this one out. We're gonna figure it out. Something. You can't figure it was. That's what it was. Okay.
Yeah.
Now we know.
Yes.
Now,
a Jamaican
as far as since it is Monday, Man Crush Monday is all that everybody do on Instagram. What celebrity, if you had a chance, you know, a little bit of disclaimer right here, boyfriend, don't come kill her.
Because he might be listening on this tonight.
Don't come kill her. And then she said, don't come do the crazy things to you. And then you can use that screw to take it out and go harder. On that. So, anyways, who would you say if you had a celebrity? You had to pick a celebrity that, you know, if they had you trapped in the room, you would let them have their way with you. Who would it be?
Oh my Lord! Oh my God! That would be August Alsina. I'm sorry, hands down.
I'm a psychic. I was like, she's gonna say Trey. Why that thing was gonna be Trey Songz or something on those?
I thought it was gonna be Trey Songz or something on those.
That sense, and you said August Alsina. It's funny because the two of them got beef right now too. Oh man.
I'm gonna leave the beef up to them, but I'm gonna choose August Alsina over Trey. I'm sorry, Trey. I love you, but August Alsina don't came out here. I'll beat you.
Yeah, I love it.
Oh, it's my baby mom.
Oh, Lord. That's hilarious. Okay, so as far as what's the clump? Now, we said naughtiest, but what's the clumsiest thing you've ever done? Because, Lord, if I could write down everything that I've done is clumsy, I could write a short story just based all over everything I've done has been clumsy.
If I got paid for every time I was clumsy, I'd be a millionaire right about now.
What would you say was one of the clumsiest moments? Because I'm,
Well, the clumsiest and the most embarrassing moment that I've had is busting my little ass in church in front of everybody. And
heels. What were you doing? Was you catching the Holy Ghost and then you just you kind of passed out of there? What happened?
No, running after my little cousin, trying to get my little cousin to sit down and step down on my heel the wrong way and fell and busted my booty.
Oh, so you weren't full. So, man, why can't you Brother Johnson, I think his name is. I thought you was pulling one of him. You know, he is that man right there. Y'all haven't seen the video. Shout out to Ronaldo. I hadn't seen that video in a while, and I saw it. That dude is hilarious. This dude is doing the most. He was really filming. He was, oh, God, he was.
This dude was trying to flex. He was like, why do they do that, man? Like, I think they do it too much in terms of God. They start running around, turtle flips. Somebody was catching the Holy Ghost so hard in one video, they were doing the nay-nay. It was just, it's like too much going on. Y'all need to cut it out. That's not the Holy Ghost. That's something else. Y'all stop foolery. Y'all tripping out.
If only y'all could see how me, my cousin, my uncle kissed the Holy Ghost. We gonna record it one day. We gonna show y'all how we kiss the Holy Ghost and how we just do it.
Oh Lord, how do you kiss the Holy Ghost? Now you done put yourself on blast.
We be joking. We won't be acting all a fool, but we be joking and we do something with our legs and we just gonna sit there. We know how to kiss the Holy Ghost. We just be joking to him. it'll be better when y'all see the video. I'm gonna post it up. I'm gonna put a video.
There's a video of this?
No, we're gonna do it tomorrow.
We're gonna
put
it up. We're gonna see the video.
Yeah, we're gonna do
it
tomorrow.
You gotta see it.
It's so funny. I mean, we just, it's like my cousin, he started. And we just, every time we're in church, we just do that move. We in the Holy Ghost. It's like, what's wrong with them? we got the Holy Ghost. That's what we have.
I found the video I was looking for, and I messaged the dude next to that brother John, his brother Franklin. Oh, man. God, that video never gets old. Okay, so, dang it, I don't know what it was. Get it to three places in the world that you can visit. What would they be? Where would they be and why?
One of them is Paris because of the Eiffel Tower. I really want to see the Eiffel Tower. And Paris is just beautiful. Second place is I want to go back home. I want to go back to Jamaica and, you know, be on the beach and be around my family and be around other Jamaicans. And then the third place, it would have to be California because who wouldn't want to go to California? I think that's everybody's dream to go to California. California.
Now, are you one of those Jamaicans that can dance or one of those ones that can't? I mean, some people assume that every Jamaican person can dance, but that's like utterly, that's utter BS. I've seen some that's like, what is that? No, not good.
As I hear that I can dance, I don't think I can, but as I hear I can. So, yeah.
Oh, Lord,
I guess,
you don't think you can.
I don't think I can, but everybody else is like, they were like, why do you think you can't dance when you can dance? I was just like, I don't know. I don't know. I just feel like I can't dance. Maybe because I don't like to
dance.
Man,
maybe just being modest.
Modest.
You don't realize if you're modest about it. You know, you're not thinking too highly, so you're not always sort of, you know, maybe you're like in the back of your mind, you know you can, but you're not. You know, it just your mind. I'm just having fun.
That's it. I'm just having fun. I be being silly sometimes, but that's sometimes I be really seriously dancing. And when I'm seriously dancing, I'm like, oh my gosh, you can dance. When I'm being funny, I could dance, but I just be being funny with it.
That's what I do, man. I fool people. They think, some people think I'm just like a bump on the log and all this. And they go out, they see me out and about, they're like, whoa. And you just got to have a lot of people like, I can't dance. Dancing is it's another art expression. Like, just have fun and just let what comes to your mind out. You know, if you think it too hard, that's when you look wet. Just have fun with it, and then in the day, people are going to respect it because you're just having fun.
Thank God y'all ain't seen my YouTube videos.
Oh, it's so, and I okay, now you got tattoos too, because that, and you know, I already told you that I'm ragging on you until we see you in human canvas. I have already said that a million times, and I'm not gonna stop. But what would you say is your favorite tattoo that you have so far?
Can I say all of them?
you can't. That's BS. We gotta give you for that. Savage, we gotta do this. We gotta give you these. No, try again.
Well, I can say this one on my thigh. It's the biggest one I have, and it's actually really my favorite.
And what is it for those that don't know?
It is 5 roses, and it says, "True love will always wait."
Ah. Okay. Well, what inspired you to get that?
I don't know. I just like roses, and I feel like if my true love is out there, he'll be waiting for me.
Okay. And I see you got more recently Instagram snitches. You got the dog paws on your neck. That's your most recent one, number 7.
Yes, number 7.
What made you get those?
I always liked the paws, and I guess because I'm a little scrappy fan, a little scrappy has always said I'm going to be putting paws on you. So I just thought about getting some paws on my neck and just wild out with my paws. Hey, I just think paws are adorable, they're cute, and they are an example of me. Tame me. Who can tame me?
All right, so y'all heard me on the radio that y'all rag her that she's gonna be we expect to see her in the human canvas, right? So yes, we're putting it out there. We want to see her in the human canvas. All right, so yes, matter of fact, yes, BA25 said in the chat. He said, "Don't Eve have paws on her breast?" Yes, she does. She doesn't have paws on her breast. She has paws on her neck.
Oh, do you want me to get paws on my chest? Because, you know, I really will. Like, seriously, that's another idea y'all are giving me. Don't do that. I'm a tattoo addict.
Oh, Lord. Okay, so you get them. We're going to remember this show. We're going to remember it was Renato's fault that you got them.
Thank you. I think that's going to be the next tattoo I go get. See, you just gave me an idea. I don't want to call my tattoo man in the morning.
See, also, Renato, you see, you get to take credit for that. That's credit for you, bro. Credit for you. All right, so, dang, man. It was something back in my brain, and it just went. As far as models, so what's something that was stored? I can't get it out right now. I'm gonna take a music break right now. My brain is all jumbled. Okay, so we'll go to another song break and come back. We're gonna chop it up some more and shoot, because you know, if you stick around, you can be my special guest co-host for the day, because we got some hot mess to talk about. And woo-wee, Lord, I see some stuff today. My news is too much. It's too much today, Lord. So y'all hang in there while I get my brain reprogrammed. And we're going to roll the Rolodex. What track we're going to play next? This track next is going to be Bye. My boy Vice Grip. I just love Vice Grip songs. It just fills my spirit by how I feel. I don't like crabs in a barrel. Okay, people? Don't be one, because at the end of the day, it's not going to work. All you're doing is pulling yourself down. We'll be back.
Against each other, More than I'll be at a bitch out there. Racism and hate crime in a big barrel. All of the crime in the barrel. Being black and white is not a crime. The problem is the thought of your mind. So clean up your mind and live right. Robbing a barrel. So bad man. Take another human life just to eat your meal. How do you feel when you eat your meal from the blood of destruction? How do you sleep? Drink from the blood of corruption. Robbing a barrel, so bad man.
Welcome back, everybody. So, yes, we got him in the building today. Special guest, my girl, that boss baby in the building right here on Lights That Dust Live. Now, this is the part of the show where it is Hot After Dust Monday. We give you some hot news and, of course, some hot mess. So, first in hot news, oh, God, and this is coming from one of my favorite sites in the world, clumsycribs.com. If you want to see some of the stupidest cops, stupidest criminals, stupidest mishaps ever, just go to that site. You'll see some stuff that will blow your mind. This being no different. Okay, so here's the story. This is what happened. A man who's buying vehicles on Craigslist has his own vehicle stolen. So a Castleberry man who buys and sells savage cars got a call from people who said that he had an old junker in the driveway and that he could come and pick it up if he had paid cash. When the man showed up to the Orlando neighborhood off Avondale at 18th Street, police said he had a gun pulled on him. Wow, that's getting real. So getting into that a little bit more, you know, it was just another car. It's just another pickup, said Ken after the carjacking, and that's the way I treat it. So Ken advertises on his website that he buys vehicles for parts. He also searches Craigslist and other sites looking for deals. So Mr. Ken said two men called and said they had a pickup for sale. The home turned out to be a vacant lot, and when Ken showed up, the men grabbed him and pulled a gun. It looked to be a revolver, and he had just stuck it in my stomach, and he was screaming at me. Says Ken, and he was just begging him, please don't shoot me, please don't shoot me, please don't shoot me. Ken decides to run for the armed man, and as he's coming, he comes running, and is very scared. He's scared. He's screaming, I just got robbed by a witness who sees it. The witness is a clerk at the mobile station on Cayley Street and Division Avenue. The guy was apparently very, very scared, and he was not comfortable leaving the store unless some cops came in. The suspects got Ken's truck, trailer, tools, and wallet, which all together is worth $25,000. And as he states, from here on out, I'm going to have to just take more steps to make sure that I'm going to a secure location to buy a valid vehicle. And, yes, go, man, that's just crazy, man. Like, people out here is shiesty, man. They do whatever they get. They're just doing whatever, man. Like, I understand it's hard out here, but... Yeah, that's the rock you got to go slap yourself upside the fucking head, because there's just no way in the world you're going to tell me that anybody deserves that. That's freaking ridiculous. And so going to you, Michael, what's your thought on that? Because I can't believe this crap. Like, how thirsty could you be, you know, for how hard on could you be for money that you were full of stunt like this?
Yeah, there's a lot of crazy people out in this world. They do stuff that they do because they just want to act out. But this situation, it makes me want to stop going on Craigslist. And I was just on Craigslist today. Yep, and I don't want to go on Craigslist no more. Mm-mm. That is just crazy. I mean, you got to go
I've always been very rude, you know, and there's some good stuff on Craigslist. But I've just always been so weary because of everything. I mean, y'all know, early years of the show, we used to do a segment called Call a Craigslist Hooker, and you go in there, and have these girls that are supposedly offering massages. There's probably people in there who really are just offering just massages, but most of them are offering massages in a happy ending, if you know what I mean. And I would mess with them, so I would prank call them, and I would use a fake voice together, and, you know, just make all these crazy voices calling, and just act like I was a virgin and all that. And it's just hilarious, man. Like, these girls would really be doing the most. So, yes, it's just wild. I can't believe. That just made me not go on crazy with that kind of stuff there. And then this here, you know, now you got to worry about somebody setting you up to try to take your money.
Yeah. Mm-mm. 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 No more going on Craigslist for me.
Yeah, I know that one movie, man, Lifetime, making that one go to Craigslist. They had the Craigslist Hooker movie. I mean, Craigslist Killer movie. That was based off the true story. Oh, man.
Yeah,
I didn't go on Craigslist either.
I stayed on Craigslist for so long. I don't know how long I stayed on Craigslist.
So what do you usually get for Craigslist? What do you personally usually get off of Craigslist? Because I just always been so weary, so I've never really shopped the service.
Well, I haven't shopped on Craigslist, but I was on Craigslist today looking for a car for my little brother because it will be his 18th birthday really, really soon. And for his birthday, I'm getting him a car.
Okay. That's what's up. Big sister looking out for a little brother. That is what's up.
Yeah, I think I'm the little sister looking up to my little, you know, I'm the big sister and my little brother looks up to, but I'm also the little sister that my big brothers look up to, which, you know, kind of awkward. I should be looking up to them, but they look up to me.
All right, so here we go. You want some more crazy? Speaking of being in panties and stuff, here goes something crazy for you. A family traps an accused panty thief in the bathroom. So Florida's, and oh, it's in Florida too. Oh Lord, who's going on?
Well, Lord, what is not in Florida? Oh my God, Florida, what's going on?
Family. So it's going on your negative. It's always funny when it's going on somebody's negative wizards on the show. A Florida family trapped an accused thief who apparently was only interested in panties, according to a video from WBBH. Melissa Gonzalez family say they grabbed baseball bats and headed downstairs after being awakened by a loud noise. But couldn't find an intruder. Oh, man, so, yes, there's more. It gets realer from then on. So they couldn't find an intruder. Well, they're in the living room. They heard noise, and they realized that someone checked the bathroom. You know, that someone had to check the bathroom. So they cracked open the bathroom door, and they saw a guy inside, and that's when the other family members joined to keep him trapped inside. When deputies arrived, the suspect, 21-year-old Manuel Rodriguez, was found to be unarmed and with girls' panties in his pocket. He had, and in quotes, he had her, the little girl's panties in his pocket and one on the sink. So this guy, I mean, wow. So he has. So not only was he a penny bandit, because y'all know we talked about a penny bandit on here in the show before. Not only was he a penny bandit, he was going at the little girl penny. So that just makes you 10 times more afraid of what the hell.
Oh my God, Florida, what are you going through? Oh my God!
What would you do if you came in the house and you saw somebody digging in your you heard somebody digging, so you just like trying to steal your panties, not just regular panties, but ones you'd have worn.
Dude, now look, if I walked in my house and I seen somebody going through my drawer, I'm not calling 911.
Oh Lord, why? Not calling 911. What you gonna do? Then not calling 911.
I ain't going to call 911. I'm going to handle the situation myself, and then I'm going to call 911.
Oh, Lord. You're not going to use that shotgun you use in the picture, are you?
No, I'm going to use my pistol. Forget the shotgun. I don't want to pull a hole through you. I just want to scare you a little bit. I ain't going to kill you, but once I shoot you in the leg a couple times, I'll call 911 and have the paramedics come save you.
Oh, Lord. These people, man, digging for pennies. Now, are you a fan of I'm getting good news. I mean, well, this is good. Depending on how you cut the cake, technically it's good news. Technically it's bad news. Do you watch what is the freaking show? Why I can't cut to my brain now? I feel so stupid. Oh, Walking Dead. Do you watch the show Walking Dead?
Oh no. I started watching it, and it kind of creeped me out a little bit, so I just stopped.
It creeped you out? What creeped you out about it?
The name, Walking Dead.
Oh, so you must not like zombies and all that.
Oh, no, I hate zombies. I won't even watch a zombie movie.
You know, I don't really like scary movies. I don't really like a lot of scary movies. I can watch some stuff that has like it's more of a thriller. It's had a little scary elements. And walking in, I have a lot of that was kind of what scared me from watching it at first. They ain't gonna sit here in front with y'all, but then I start getting into it. It's like, okay, it doesn't. Some of the stuff does creep me out because they get extra raw on it. They come forward. Oh my God, they do some raw stuff. I saw it. I mean, yeah, especially, I don't want to ruin it for anybody for the season. I mean, go catch it. But the season finale, it was just, oh, man, it was getting real. And, yeah, the next season is going to be, next half season is going to be badass. I can't wait because it's about to be some people getting their asses murked. So, yes, you shouldn't have messed with him. Oh, man.
And scary movies, nowadays, scary movies aren't really scary anymore. You can really just sit there and like, oh, you're going to go in there and there's going to be something there. You can always expect where it's going to happen at. So scary movies, I mean, yeah, they're not scary. They're just funny.
Nah, you know what? Some of them do kind of, some movies do. I'll tell you one that scared me, the ones where they're too, where the stuff is too real. Like, things in Saw, that can really, somebody can be that sick and really do that stuff. That scares the crap out of me, because that can, I can see somebody being that sick and doing that. Things where it's too real, I can't believe I made it to The Purge. Oh, my God, that movie right there is creepy, too.
I was going to watch The Purge the other day. I clicked it on, and, yeah, I seen a dude, shadow curtains. Yeah, I was like, yeah, this is getting boring. Next, so I went to go watch The Conjuring, which I've watched that movie about 40 times, and still not scary.
What, you said Leprechaun?
No, The Conjuring.
Oh, okay, I haven't seen The Conjuring yet. I haven't. Leprechaun kind of, he'll crack me up a little bit, then it's not just, when he starts doing the gruesome stuff, that's when it starts, because then I go to sleep, and I get these Leprechaun in my head, and I go to sleep, like, I don't know what I think about this, no. So, yes, you know, cause, you know, being a tall person, you know, our weakness is, one of the most scary nightmares in your brain is some short person going to run up and hit you in the knees. So, yes, oh, God, and Jesus, wow, I forgot something else. No, Purge, the new one seems promising, because I like the first one. But the new Purge coming out is the, oh, God, they got to take it to the next level. So it's going to get real. Can't wait for that one. And more good news. I was just bad news on the show. Everybody thinks I'm always just doing that. Speaking of more scary news, Michael Chiklis is going to be on American Horror Story Freak Show. So, wow, that's pretty big. You know, see, Michael Chiklis, another, man, they just go snatching people, man. On American Horror Story, you just get more and more great people to join the cast. I can't wait to see that, man. It's going to be ridiculous. And I think this is going to be, I would say perfect places that scare the crap out of you. And, I mean, the one at the Asylum was pretty scary. The first season was scary in the house. This one's going to be even more scary because you think of, like, carnival-type settings. You think of creepy clowns and all that. Yeah, this is going to be, I'm going to be scared if I get a life of that. Asylum one was, God, that was scaring the hell out of me. Let's see, other good news, too, because like I said, everybody thought I was just going to be mean and only take bad news. So, yes. Michael Jackson, I didn't notice until just now, breaking news on this. Michael Jackson, there's a new Michael Jackson album coming out called Escape that's supposed to be coming out in May. The record will include 8 new contemporary songs and a deluxe edition with original recordings. So, wow, it's going to be pretty nice, man. You know, even though I always hate when people do this, they capitalize too much on people's deaths, but, you know, I love Michael Jackson music, so I'm definitely going to cop that. Another thing in good news. Wow, what the heck is this? Google Maps. Okay, so read this. It's crazy thing that came across my thing. Fellow nerds out there. Apparently, Google Maps is introducing the Pokemon Challenge, which is a contest to become an official Pokemaster at Google. Wow.
Google.
Okay. So I have a feeling that I'm not going to click it because I have this big feeling that it's an April Fool's joke. Because, by the way, for those of y'all that didn't know, April Fool's is Tuesday, so that means watch out. I'm giving you a public service announcement. Watch out. It's going to be a bunch of foolery today.
Lord.
People are going to try and pull stuff. You know what? I'm going to do. I never know what I'm going to do. Sometimes I don't announce I'm going to do this stuff. What we going to do? We're going to prank call. Prank call a restaurant. And y'all know I love doing it. So hold on. Let's see how we can pull this off. All right. So I'm going to look for. Let's see. We're going to look for a Chinese strong restaurant in California. And yes, when I do this, I always put these fake voices on. So y'all get ready. And let's see what I can do, man. Let's see. They offer. Okay. Now, hopefully that they, and I call in somebody that speaks Chinese. So here we go. We're going to call Chinese restaurant. So try to laugh. Hey, get in there. Everybody can try to laugh too hard while I do it. Try to laugh. All right, so hold on. I'm about to edit that part. There we go. That should be ready. Let's try this. Here we go. You got bad service on the phone. We're bringing it off the hook. Look him up. We're going to give him one. All right, we'll go to the next one. All right, so here we go. We're going to go to the next one. Hang in there. Hang in there still. And the next one, this one seems promising. Let's see. Okay, so here we go, y'all. Try to laugh. Hang in there. And we're going to see what we pull off, because y'all know I can pull the stuff off on this show. All right, so here we go. Everyone quiet. No one say a word.
Hello.
Hello. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine.
Okay. What special y'all had today?
We're already closed. Sorry.
You already went to what tomorrow hours? Hello. What tomorrow hours? Oh, okay, okay. Y'all see it. So, Mark, you see how she just did me, right?
Yeah.
See, that's badass customer service. She didn't even tell me what time they were crazy. Oh, man, I love it. All right, we're going to get another one. Hold on. Do you think you're up for it? I'm going to have you do one, too. I usually don't get to have my guests in on this, but let's see. Do you think you can do it? You think you can pull one off?
I don't know about all that.
Yeah.
I can.
All right, we gonna put you into. We rarely do this of putting the guests into the hot seat doing it. All right, so we gonna call them and they answer. You know, this you put the fake voice or whatever and make up your name and all that. Let's see what we can pull.
Hey,
out.
Okay, I'm gonna have a fake voice of fire.
Here we go.
Hello, City Trusted.
Hello.
Yep. Can I help you?
What are you guys' specials for today?
I'm sorry?
What are you guys' specials for today?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, my wife wants to know what today's specials are.
Mm-hmm.
What are your specials for today, ma'am?
Special, we don't, I'm sorry. We have the house special.
What is the house special? I'm new, I've not seen it before. And someone told me to call your restaurant and check in, come get some to eat.
Yeah, we have the house special, general chicken, and house eggplant, garlic chicken. So, you want to eat here to go?
Do you have anything vegan friendly?
No, we don't. Sorry.
Now, my friend, I just wanted to verify something. Last time my friend came there, he said he's going to roach in his noodles. Would you guys make sure you don't have any roaches in my food?
Uh-huh. Okay.
Because
so you want to pick up delivery?
I want to come pick up, but I just want to make sure when I pick up my food that there's no roaches in there. So you promise me when I come there, there's not going to be any roaches in my food, right?
$17.90, yeah. Okay. You can hear.
Yes, I'm making sure. I'm just telling you because
thank you. Bye-bye.
What happened to me? That's why I don't want any roaches in my food. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so what I want there, so this is what I want. Okay. I want some orange chicken.
What kind of chicken?
Orange chicken.
Orange chicken, okay.
I want 2 egg rolls.
1 order egg rolls.
I want spring rolls, matter of fact, spring rolls.
Yeah, spring rolls. We have the vegetable egg rolls.
Yes, yes, that's for egg rolls. Let's go with that.
Uh-huh.
I want some shrimp fried rice.
Shrimp fried rice?
Yes, honey. What do you want? What do you want to eat, honey?
I would like some bourbon chicken.
Lemon chicken?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, lemon chicken. Anything else?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
No.
Let me get... yes. Add some... what kind of dessert should I have? What dessert you got?
Anything else?
What dessert?
Hello?
Yes, what desserts do y'all have? Dessert, you know, like cheesecake. Do you have cheesecake?
We don't have.
Cheese.
We don't have. Mm.
Okay, so can you name everything I have so far to make sure I got everything?
Okay, so one order orange chicken, one order egg roll, one order shrimp fried rice, and one order lemon chicken, right?
Right, that changed my mind. The only thing I want is the spring rolls.
Yeah, one order egg roll, spring rolls.
I want you to take everything else off, but keep the spring rolls.
No spring rolls?
Yes, and one more thing, no roaches.
Okay, take your time.
Okay, bye, have a nice day.
Wow.
Oh, Lord. I had to get that in my system. Sister Bar is, well, you're April Fool's technically where you're at right now. I'm still,
yes,
you know, I'm an hour behind, so I'm getting the early start. Oh, man. So, yes, I appreciate you for getting in on the mix. Oh, Lord, man, that's hilarious. She was really taking it down. She just really was. Okay, I promise you, no roaches. All right, so we're going to go ahead and go to two more songs and come back. We'll be back with my special guest today. And special guest co-host, too, by the way. My girl, Monica, a.k.a. That Boss Baby. And y'all miss me. I'm telling y'all, man, we having some fun today, y'all. She is good, y'all. Cool. All right, we'll be back. Here we go.
Raindrops fall on me. my window pane, 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 pane. The raindrops have set the tone for the day. It's like they've read my mind or heard your message about you telling me I should stay away. Take it all away. Your words so hurtful. Cause of you I've become doubtful that this hurt will ever truly go away. And the standard's been set by you.
Saying that I chose this cutie pie with whom I want to be. And I apologize if this message gets you down. Then I CC'd every girl that I CC round town. And hate to see y'all frown, but I'd rather see her smiling. Wetness all around me, true. But I'm no island, peninsula maybe. Makes no sense, I know crazy. Give up all this pussy cat that's in my lap. No looking back, spaceship. Don't come equipped with rear view mirrors. They dip as quick as they can. The atmosphere is now ripped. I'm so like a pimp. I'm glad it's night. So delight from the sun. Would not burn me on my bum when I shoot the moon. I jump the room like a preemie out the womb. My partner yelling too soon. Don't do it. Reconsider. Read some litter. Sure on the subject. You sure? Fuck it.
Okay, so we're back. And as we getting ready, we got about 30 minutes left of the show. We're gonna wrap up the rest of the show with Crum asking more questions. And if you want to ask her questions as well, you can call in at 347-202-0389, or if you just want to show us some love. So, yes. Now, I'm gonna go into first things first, man. Going into a little bit left of the show and kind of wrap it up some more. One of the things I always wonder is because a lot of models, once they get successful, the more steps they get, they tend to kind of smell themselves too much. Question being, how do you stay? And I know this might be corny to some, but it's so prevalent that it's a real issue. How do you stay so humble in what you do? Because your spirit, I don't see posts of you and like you better than everyone. you do a good job and you just do it and you just have fun doing it and you try to big up people if they're willing to big up themselves?
The way I try to stay humble is just keep focused on what I'm doing, keep my mind straight on where I want to go and how far I want to take this. Being humble, I'm not that humble. I'm more real than being humble. But I just look at it as and just push forward, stay focused on what I'm trying to do and what I want to be in life and just go for it. There's no stopping. There's no going back. It's just straightforward.
Okay. Good answer. No, because because I say like your work, a lot. You know, a lot of people they get especially people that are young. That's at a young age tend to do that too. And you know, you're young, and yet you're not doing it. You know, you see, like you're doing the great. You're doing this within the 4 months. You're doing stuff that people who have been in the industry for years aren't figuring out. So that's exactly why I say that. Another question I had, because it's something that plays a lot. As far as you just been doing it for 4 months, and like I said, you've grown so fast. As far as a model that's just getting started, just the, you looking back to how you got started and whatnot. What would be some tips you want to give the models that's just getting started or want to get started? What should they do?
For the models that want to get started, if being a model is something that you really, really want to do, continue to push yourself like I did. I pushed myself. Let's put it this way. I was discovered. I wasn't, putting myself out there. I was discovered. My first photographer, he wanted to shoot me. He loved my look, and from there on there out, I've been doing modeling. But if it's something that you really, really, really want to do, do it. Don't let nobody hold you back. Push forward like I did. Take my words of advice. It's a good career to get into. You know, you're going to have fun at every shoot. Don't fall for everything that, you know, somebody says, oh, you can make $700 for this, and that. No, because half of the stuff that people say, it is a scam, and yes, I have experienced some scam, but as I know, as being a black woman today that I am, research it. When they send you that check in the mail, research it, please. Don't fall for it. Don't put it in the bank. Don't do anything. Seriously, because there's a lot of people out here that does scams, but push forward. Pursue your dream. This is what you really want to do. Come on, mom. Do it.
Okay, and because going a little bit further, I peeped that, you know, you're actually one of the models that actually has a physical portfolio. Like, you understand the power of a physical portfolio. What made you think that thought process? Because it's a simple thought process to do that, especially if you're trying to go to another level as a model. But people are not getting that. And as far as yourself, you know, how did you figure out to start doing that and making sure you continue doing that? Because a lot of people are not picking that up. Me, my boy Renato in the chat room, we talk about this a lot, that a lot of models do not realize the power of a spreadsheet. You know, how important it is to have how important it is to have magazine tear sheets, because a lot of people, you know, they just think that just having the pictures is good, but those tear sheets are power. You need the pictures of power. Have a tear sheet, oh, Lord, you just open up another door for yourself. So, you know, what kind of led you to get in that mindset of practicing that?
What got me in that mindset of hacking team that was, I don't know. I can put it this way. I have a little side co-manager, and she's my cousin, and she's already a model. She's already out here doing everything. And for when I told her that I took photos and everything else, and she was like, well, make sure you get all your photos, and when you get all your photos, put them on, you know, internet. But like she told me, be careful because there is a lot of things, there is a lot of places out here that you can get caught up in the bad way, as I can put it, in a bad way, like in fraud and getting kidnapped and all that stuff. But it was kind of hard, but in the end, what I did was I just sat down with her and tracked everything together, got everything together, and just started. And thanks to her, I wouldn't have got this far out of these 4 months if it wasn't for my cousin.
Because some people be out here catfishing people.
Catfish.
And there you go, exactly. As you said, and shout out to that, and shout out to that. A good model, as you said, has a portfolio and a spreadsheet. That is exactly, you hit it right in the door. And if you don't mind, for the people that don't know, how old are you? Because that's the mystery question of the day. Of just realizing, I know, but as far as them knowing, or them, so they can realize that if you understand this at your age, then people who are 5, 10 years older than you should definitely understand this.
I am 19 years old.
19. I mean, you getting it. I'm not understanding people. I'm not understanding it. And she's only been modeling for 4 months, people. Like, I want you to really think on that for a second. Just think on it. All right, so as far as independent models that you've seen, what's some of the models that you've seen that you kind of want to work with that's up and coming, I should say?
If I knew their names, I could tell you. Because it's a lot of them, you know. It's plenty of them out here that I see their portfolios, and I'm looking like, oh, these Latino models, like I can sit there and I can work with her. I wouldn't work with everybody, but I'm trying to think, what's that girl's name? Indigo? Isn't that her name?
Can you put my Indigo on the, yeah. Oh, she's in Florida, too.
Yes, I know she is.
Y'all see, I've been telling you, some people. Okay, so that would be hot. So yeah, I would love to see that, because both of y'all has had it. I've already harassed y'all both about being in the magazine. So there we go. That'd be a hot look.
She's one of the models that I would work with, and there's this other girl that she's in my city, my county. Her name is Amelia Lee, and, I mean, she is a black beauty. I mean, I will work with her all day, every day. Her photos are amazing. Her projects that she does are amazing. The things that she comes up with are amazing. And I feel like when me and her can get to talking and coordinate, we'll do a photo shoot one day, and it will be on Best Life. Trust me, it will be right there in my portfolio where everybody can see.
Here's the question, because I tried to say this question late in, as far as, it's going to be a two-parter. First, what was the decision that made, you know, kind of let people know on the air and kind of dig into your mind, for me personally, to understand that, what was the thought process in you that made you say, you know what, I want to be part of the Spot movement? What made you decide that? Because a lot of people, I'm going to just keep it real. Some people blow me off. Some listen. Some actually listen all the way and realize, hey, do simple stuff, you will realize it pays off. So what led you to, to make that decision and say, you know what, I trust this person. I trust this movement. I want to be a part of it. And just really take ownership of it. What made you make that point?
What made me make that point was after you wrote me and I looked at it and I seen most of the model pages, and it's just like, I was like, this is something that could push forward on my modeling career. And I was like, this is what I want to do. And I was like, this looks like a trustworthy. He looks like a trustworthy person that I can, put my trust in, and we can sit down and talk. And I don't know, maybe I don't know, but but I put my trust in you because I figured that you wasn't a scam, and your page that you had up on what was it? I can't remember what it was. I got too many websites. I got too many of them. When you hit me up on Model Mayhem, like, how I know somebody's not a scam if their page has already been approved. So when I seen that your page was approved, I looked at your stuff, and I was like, you know, let me go ahead and check this out. And when I checked it, I was like, this is something that I can push for on my career, and I trust it, and I trust you. So, and I don't trust a lot of people, everybody.
That's good, man. You pump my ego up today.
I'm just being real with you.
I know. Still, man, it's always good to hear people say this stuff. But and that's the other thing is, you know, when you go there and people, you know, you like you were saying, that girl Indigo, a lot of people always don't realize that, and that's why, you know, you can't complain if you're not being active. And what I mean by that is if you're doing that, you got to seek out. You can't just, a lot of people, they think that, I'm just going to stand here and I'm just going to wait for everybody to come to me. Like, that passive crap, you're not going to get anywhere doing that. Like, yeah, some people are going to flock to you, but you got to seem approachable. And if you're not willing to be active yourself and actively hit up people, then what can you do? So, yes, and you're one of the people you do that. Like, God, I think she's never one of those people who I talk about all the time. I say this, I think this woman's on the site more than I am half the time. I come on, and I'm like, waking up, and I'm looking, I'm like, oh, she's on here today, okay. So, yeah, man, you be on it.
I'm always on it because at the end of the day, like, I am off. I'm actually doing a submission for the magazine, so I'm always on there, and I'm always doing different things, like just coming up with a different thing for a shoot. You know, the issue that's supposed to be coming out really soon, Mother's Day. Yeah, that's already down packed. That I'm ready for that. I'm ready for my photographer from Orlando to come down here and let's get to working and get to business.
All right, I'll let you know next. A lot of people have been, you know, this man was a blessing. Oh my God! Like, the amount of people who've been submitted for this one is like so overwhelming. It's not even funny. Like, people are like, oh my God, I want to be in the magazine, man. People are vying for the cover like there's no tomorrow. So. Yeah, man, I hope you come with it. Because this one's going to have two covers, so you come with it, because people are coming forward now. They not playing.
They're going to have some competition when it comes down to this issue, the next issue, the next issue after that, because I'm ready for them. I'm ready for them. I'm already doing my little fun in the sun shoot. That is coming up. Either I can do it with one photographer or the other one. They're both water scenes, so it doesn't really matter which one I choose. Wow.
Okay. All right. So yeah. So either way, we gonna see you. We can't wait to see what you got going on for either one of them. So y'all heard it. She's another person y'all gotta watch out for. She's coming. Now, this is another one I really want to ask you, too. And I was just hanging it in there. But as far as being, because I hate this stupid game here where everybody is always doing this team dark skin, team light skin crap, which is annoying because all it does is just create this huge gap in between, you know. In the day, we're just tearing each other down, team light skin, team dark skin. You know, what's your take on that? And just doing that, because I hate that crap. In the day, if people are gonna look at the people I've dated light skin chicks, I've dated dark skin chicks, I've dated in between. I think y'all are fine. I don't give a damn. So. That being said, you know, what's your take on that? Because it's annoying that we have to keep this rift, and a lot of times there are especially this one annoys me the most. There are a lot of people who own, like, you know, you look at the magazine, they always go for the light skinned chicks for their covers and stuff. So what's your take on that whole situation? Just, from the teen light skin, teen dark skin thing, and some of the magazines, urban magazines at that, only chick in China always had the light skin chick as the main cover.
I mean, personally, I don't like it because, I'm going to put it out here, I'm bisexual, so, you know, light skin, dark skin, Asian, Puerto Rican, Mexican, it doesn't matter. Everybody is beautiful in their own way, either light skin, dark skin, Asian, it doesn't matter. So team dark skin, team light skin, yeah, I kind of wish it would be cut out because, I kind of got to deal with it down here too. So not the only one I got to deal with. I got to deal with it down here with all these little models running around here talking about team dark skin and team light skin. It's annoying. I try to just stay out of it. You know, yes, I may be team dark skin, but I could be team light skin too. You never know. Who knows?
Right. I mean, you know, because they won't even let that trend. I mean, yeah, I mean, people use the hashtag. Yeah, they use the hashtag, but they had that, like, Twitter had that trending for about, it was like a couple years ago. Twitter had that trending for about maybe, I want to say maybe 30 minutes or an hour. And I was one of those people, I was bashing the heck out of Twitter. I said, Twitter, y'all have got to be kidding me. If this is what y'all going to do, that y'all supporting this, this is a trending topic, that let's start this whole war about teen dark skin, light skin crap. It's annoying. So, yeah, they took it, and soon after that, they took it down off of Twitter topics. They won't ever let it trend again. So that says something.
Yeah.
So, yes, it's, y'all, at the end of the day, y'all fine. That's my check. The lights go
Thank
off.
You.
Doesn't really matter who's what color. They when the lights go off,
okay.
that discussion is disappearing now.
I mean, it's just crazy. Team, I'm going to put it like this. Team dark skin, team light skin, just watch out for me because I'm at the end of the day, I'm in between both of y'all. I ain't team dark skin, team light skin. I'm just team me. I'm team me. So just know, watch out for team me, because when team me hits, it might not be no team dark skin, no team light skin. It might just be team me. Yeah, I'm just saying. Just look out for that boss baby, because that boss baby is just going to kill it. Everything. Let's go.
All right, so I'm excited, because that you got me excited. You said you know, you plot to work at Indigo, that's going to be hot. Oh, I know another person. I mean, let me look. Why are we going here? Because I gotta look at the exact area she's in. Okay, so where is she now? She's in Miami. How far is Miami for you?
A place I call home, 6 hours.
6 hours? It's like Texas, man. People always think that Texas, like, well, they think that, like, Houston and Fort Worth are, like, right there. Like, I can just go there today and be there, like, in 20 minutes type of stuff. Like, it takes about 4 to 5 hours to get to Houston, people. So stop acting like when we say, hey, somebody in Houston, I can just go there at the drop of a dime. That's a 4 to 5 hour drive back and forth each.
Oh, but don't think I can't get to Miami within 3-4 hours. Cause I am from Miami. Yes, I was born in Jamaica, you know, but I was born and raised in Miami, so I am a Miamian. So don't think I can't get to Miami in about 3-4 hours. That's because they really say 6, but I'm gonna get there in 3-4 because I know my city.
All right. So, okay. So that leaves me. I'm a third person. I'm out there. Then. Ms. One, I know you got to hit up. I'm gonna give you her card at the end of the show and tell you and hit up her, this girl Kenya Paris. She's probably a good look. She's in Miami, and there's another one who's been on here. I'm trying to think, is she still in Miami now? Are you still in Miami now? No, she's in Georgia, but I know she goes in Florida a lot. She was actually in the magazine before. my girl Delilah Cheeks. You got to hit her up too. She has some hot work. She had something in issue number 6. And that's the one with my girl, I Miss Eva Covering. Shout out to that. So, yeah, I just named a couple of Miami, Florida people are right there. So, there you go. You can go for days looking. All right.
Oh, yeah.
So,
I seen her. All them tattoos. I think we need to go get tatted together.
Somebody threw something in there too in the chat room. Let's see, what did you say? I'm gonna check. I can check this up live on the air. He said Nikki Flawless was good guy. Nikki Flawless. Shout out the new issue of BS 25 magazine. Nikki Flawless is wow. She came back into the game looking like she never left. So, yes, Bev, welcome back, Nikki Flawless. What a great way to come back. I'm looking now. God, why is it not coming up? I'm getting mad.
Oh, okay. Who is she?
Now, who you being nosy about now on the air? you said who is she? Now you looking? Who are you talking about? Who is who?
This girl on here named Chocolate Star. She's in Bay Area in California.
Oh yes. She be getting it in too. I think she's half Nigerian, something like that. I forget what. But hey, you see, you can be on there all day, man. All right, so we got about 7 minutes left, man. I'm gonna go ahead and let you guys know what's coming up this week on the shows. Tomorrow's show is gonna be hot too, man. Y'all know every Tuesday on Glitz and Glamour, we always have a topic of the day, and you're definitely welcome to call in and say, share your views and topic, because there's always some hot mess on there. And it get, especially when the arguments get started. Tomorrow's topic on Glitz and Glamour is, should you have tell the truth to protect your spouse, protect your partner? Again, the topic tomorrow is, should you have tell the truth to protect your partner? That's tomorrow on Glitz and Glamour. The feature artist of the week is Vic D. Feature model of the week is Ramaya DeMarco, and that's AKA Lyrical Lachey. She's going to be on there. And yeah, man, y'all got to tune in, tomorrow, man. Call in. We'll talk about, what your view is on the topic. And then, you need to hit them up too. Y'all want to know how to hit up Glitz and Glamour and try to be the model of the week for them, all you need to do is go to the Facebook page, search Glitz and Glamour. It's spelled exactly like I said. Like it sounds, it's not nothing special. Go there and then like the page, message them, say, hey, I want to be the model of the week, and they'll let you know what you got to do. So there you go. Wednesday show, y'all be ready for Wednesday show. We'll have a guest on Wednesday. We'll share that a little more tomorrow. And y'all know every Wednesday is where it gets real naughty, because it's Hump Day at the Dust. And then Real Spirit Radio on Thursday, that's going to be episode number 24. So there y'all go. That's what's coming up this week on Life at the Dust Live. Make sure you cop the new issue of Human Canvas, issue number 7. All you got to do is make it simple on yourself. Go to dustspot.com/ Human Canvas magazine. Start exactly how it sounds. And when you go there, you can check out the magazines, and it'll let you, all you do is click on the cover, bam, buy it. And then also too, we decided after last week, we get from now on, issue number 1, the digital download is free. So you can download issue number 1, go there and download it, and it's free. I promise you, no tricks. It's free, and you can enjoy it and see where it all started, man, as far as what's kind of what we're trying to go with the magazine and whatnot. So check it out. That's everything in news of that. Again, check out VX25 Vixen Magazine, issue number 9. They got 3 covers. Shout out to that. They got my girl Erin Imani, Dust Spot Fam, I Am So Divine Fam, big ups to her. We got, oh, Jack, we got my girl Jasmine of Shay. So check her out. She's one another one of the covers. And Christina Johnson, a.k.a. Fantasy, is the 3rd cover. So those are 3 cover models over there. Check them out. Support the magazine. They are a very intricate part of the movement over here. And, hey, that might, you might need to hit them up too, man. You want to go ahead and go join the movement, the magazine, go to VX25Vixens.com. And go to submissions area. It will tell you exactly everything to do to submit. You go there, it'll let you know how you become a vixen, and then what else you need to do to get involved in the magazine. So there you go. All right. So, what do you have any last minute words you want to share for as we close up the show? What are your last minute words you want to share?
I want to say I love Dusk, and I hope everybody is working and doing their thing and staying happy. And as you know, follow me on Twitter at ThatBossBaby, and I will follow you back. That's all I have to say. And I love you, Sadie J.
Oh, I love you, too. Yeah. Oh, my God. So, yes. I'm not going to cry. Oh, yes, y'all, shout out to Austin. Also coming up soon, man. I got something coming. I got a lot of big things coming up. You know, I'm not going to share them until like a month before each event comes up. But some very big stuff is coming up that has been added to my schedule of things. I will be getting my travel bug in again for May, so stay tuned for what's coming up in May. June is a very big event coming, and it's also going to involve live body art. Yeah, I told you. I told y'all this is not a game. It's not a game anymore. It's July. I can't even think no more. It's too much going on. So, heck, man, we about to roll on out, y'all. I'll remind y'all of everything you do. No matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J or there's a U, there is a way. Now, before we roll out, let them know how they can stalk you or how they can follow you. So we call it stalking here, but how can they follow you?
Hey. Stalking? Oh, my gosh. So now I'm going to have stalkers? Oh, study day, why?
I call it stalking. Because, you know, anybody can just follow. People press the follow button. They just press follow. It doesn't go any further than that. When you're a stalker, you really follow that person's work. You comment. You know what's going on. And you show your feedback a lot. And you're a true fan of what they got going on. That's why I call it stalking. So we kind of play on words where we need to stop.
Well, let me go ahead and get me.
Anybody can follow a person, but when you one of those avid people that's like, you know, I don't see that screen with Beyonce, they see it. Like that. So, yeah.
You guys can follow me on Twitter at ThatBossBaby. Instead of the T, it's a D. You can follow me on Facebook at Monica Mook Mook Samuel. And either or, if you have a Mayhem account, you can follow me on there at ThatBossBaby18. And there you go.
Okay, man. Yo. And, of course, you know, as you said, as y'all see, she's a fan of it. Go, if you're on the spot, go add her as a friend, add. And if you're not on the site, go join her, man. It's that simple, man. It's free, and they're supporting you. So there you go. All right, y'all. If you missed any parts of the show, go to blogtalkradio.com/CDJ. CEDDY of the J. You can also go to iTunes, type in Dust Spot Radio Network or iTunes. It's free. You can listen to all the shows there. And you can listen to it again, you know, listen to me and Monica, you know, prank calling people. That's all the fun we had in today's show. You can check it out. So definitely, man. Again, I appreciate having you. You were definitely fun.
And you were amazing too, Steady.
Oh, no problem, man. Yes, we get, you know, definitely Calvin can't wait. If you know, if you ever come to my hood, you got to come. You hit me up, because, you know, man, the good old Tejas, hit me up.
I'll be on the West Coast and East Coast real soon. Give me about a month and you'll see me.
All right, peace.
All right, this is